In the modern era, technology plays a significant role in our daily lives, impacting our health both positively and negatively. Balancing screen time is crucial for maintaining physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. While the Quran and Hadith do not explicitly address modern technology, their teachings provide timeless wisdom that can guide us in managing our interaction with screens. Moderation and balance, Quranic guidance, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2-143, and thus we have made you a just community that you will be witnesses over the people and the messenger will be a witness over you. This verse emphasizes the importance of moderation and balance, which applies to our use of technology and screen time. Hadith on moderation, Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The best deed in the sight of Allah is that which is done regularly, even if it is small." This hadith encourages moderation in all aspects of life, including the use of technology. Physical health, protecting the body, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2-195, and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining. And do good, indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. This verse can be interpreted as a reminder to avoid harmful behaviors, including excessive screen time that can lead to physical health issues like eye strain, poor posture, and sedentary lifestyle. Encouraging movement, example from the Prophet's life, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encouraged physical activity, such as walking and engaging in sports. Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, while there is good in both mental and emotional well-being, avoiding excess and harm." Surah Al-A'raf, 7:31, O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid, and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, He likes not those who commit excess. This verse emphasizes avoiding excess, which includes excessive screen time that can lead to mental fatigue and emotional stress. Spiritual focus, example from the Prophet's life, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, often retreated for spiritual reflection and encouraged mindfulness. Sahih Muslim, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "When one of you is in prayer, he should be calm in his actions." Family and social interactions, building strong relationships. Surah An-Nisa, 4:36. Worship Allah and associate nothing with Him, and to parents do good, and to relatives, orphans, the needy, the near neighbor, the neighbor farther away, the companion at your side, the traveler. This verse highlights the importance of social relationships, which can be neglected with excessive screen time. Example from the Prophet's family life, Aisha, the Prophet's wife, Aisha, reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would engage with his family and fulfill their needs. Sahih Bukhari, Aisha said, he was always at the service of his family, and when the time for prayer came, he would go out to pray. Practical tips for balancing screen time: set limits, allocate specific times for using screens, and ensure to take regular breaks to rest your eyes and move around. Implement screen-free zones or times, such as during meals or before bedtime. Engage in physical activities, incorporate regular physical activities, such as walking, stretching, or exercising, to counteract the sedentary nature of screen use. Foster social interactions, prioritize face-to-face interactions with family and friends to maintain strong social bonds. Use technology mindfully to enhance, rather than replace, real-life connections. Practice mindfulness, engage in spiritual and mindfulness practices, such as prayer, meditation, or reading Quran, to maintain mental and emotional balance. Conclusion: balancing screen time is essential for maintaining overall health and well-being. Islamic teachings on moderation, physical health, mental well-being, and social interactions provide valuable guidance for managing our relationship with technology. By applying these timeless principles, we can ensure that technology enhances our lives without compromising our physical, mental, and spiritual health.